This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. Netter Faith Memorial Service held in the U.S. city of Pittsburgh, where a gunman killed 11 worshipers in a synagogue. Israeli Diaspora Affairs Minister Naftali Bennett was there.
Jew hating is not a distant memory. It's not a thing of the past, nor a chapter in history books. It is a very real threat. Anti-Semitism is a clear and present danger.
The suspect, Robert Bauer, entered the synagogue armed with an assault rifle and pistol, shouting, "All Jews must die." He was wounded, taken into custody. Scott Brady is a U.S. federal prosecutor.
So our complaint charges Bowers with 29 separate federal crimes. There are 11 counts of murdering victims who are exercising their religious beliefs. There are 11 counts of using a firearm to commit murder, and each of these counts is punishable by death. The final 7 counts are based upon the harm inflicted by Bowers upon the brave police officers who, in trying to stop Bowers' rampage, put their own lives in danger.
President Trump said the scourge of anti-Semitism cannot be tolerated and not allowed to continue. Bill Perdutto is the mayor of Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh is a strong town. We are a resilient city. We have been knocked down, and we have found ways to stand back up. And we've always done it in one way, by working together.
Synagogue attack came a day after a man was arrested on suspicion of mailing several explosive devices to prominent Democrats and to CNN. Nigerian defense officials say at least one soldier was killed when Boko Haram militants attacked a military base in Borno State. It was several attacks in that area, similar to that in the Lake Chad region. UN says violence has forced aid agencies out. This is VOA News.